have settled in a place called convenience.
I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to the person who failed the exam over and over and over again. I'm talking to that individual who feels as though all hope is lost, who feels as though they gave it their all. If you are still alive, you've got something left.
What do you need to let go of so you can become 1%?
Try 1,000 times and then come talk to me and tell me you're not enough. Tell me you don't have what it takes. Tell me you're stupid. Tell me you're dumb. Tell me you're slow. Tell me you don't have enough. Whatever pushed you to the ground, whatever knocked you to the floor, tell that place, you can't keep me here.
Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level in the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and eliminate all distractions and get into a place where you can focus on just you.
Come on, talk back to me. You are not a boss because you got all day to do whatever you want to do. And the most you can do is go to some work for somebody that you don't like and you don't care for. People tell me, I'm a boss. You're not a boss. You can't even make yourself get up. Bosses are up watching the 3 o'clock news. Some of you didn't even know the news came on at 3 o'clock. Because you watched the 6 o'clock news. You thought it was, that was the first one. The first news is at 3 a.m. That's the one Warren Buffett on. So real quick, what you know, what you got to let go of? Write it down right now. Let's not play. There's an anointing in this place. What do you need to let go of so you can become 1%? Wealth is a mindset. It's not a dollar amount. No, catch that. Wealth is a mindset. It's not a dollar amount. The wealthy do what the poor won't do.
What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you? A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. The reason why you don't see it, the reason why it has not manifested, the reason why you are so frustrated is because you have not been willing to forsake all that you've been called to forsake and to follow through behind closed doors. Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. Sure, you can write it down. Sure, you can go to the conference and hear about it. You can read about it. But at some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you.
And most of you in this room, your problem is you're one-dimensional and you're trying to hang your hat on that. So what? I'm the number one motivational speaker in the world. Am I the number one father in the world? My kids don't care nothing about you two. My wife don't care nothing about you two. So what? You're the number one motivational speaker. Are you the number one husband? When you come home, cut all that foolishness off and give me me. And there are conferences. Do me a favor. You want CJ talk, and when you get in the garage, you close the garage, and when you come in the house, you take E.T. the hip-hop preacher off. I want Eric. I married Eric. I didn't marry E.T. the hip-hop preacher.
The problem with many of you is that you got fooled. You got complacent. You got lazy. Somewhere along the line, you lost your enthusiasm, your optimism. You lost your hunger.
Some of you don't even realize you have unfinished business. You need to go back where you left off with a new...
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Perspective. Go back to the gym. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to the business. Go back to the relationship. Go back to the burning building. You have unfinished business. All you got to do is show up with a new game plan and a new perspective. You got to finish business.
Here's what's crazy.
People tell me I'm a boss. You're not a boss. You can't even make yourself get up. You got a t-shirt, I'm a boss, but you getting up at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Because the only reason why you are here, the only reason why you're alive, is because you have work to do.
Come on, talk back to me. You are not a boss because you got all day to do whatever you want to do, and the most you can do is go to work for somebody that you don't like and you don't care for and dog them out and complain about them when they're giving you a check. They guaranteeing you a check. They making sure you got health care and you dogging them out. If you don't like what they doing, why are you still there? Go get your own job. They not the only ones. You can do it too, but your problem is you're not a one percenter because you don't live like a one percenter. They weren't the only ones that was blessed and that was fruitful and that could multiply and that could subdue the earth and have dominion.
If you want generational cycles broken in your family, if you want to be the first to achieve, the first to get it done, the first to see it, the first to do it, you must stay hungry.
If you want your future, then you are going to have to get acquainted with pain, with discomfort, with inconvenience. Because hunger is the only thing that's going to give you the power to persevere through that pain.
Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. What you go through, you will grow through. Some fights are not won in the first round. Flat out, and the moment that you get that and you get crystal clear and you accept the fact that there are some giants that you will not defeat in the first round. You need endurance. You need stamina to reach some goals. You're not going to hit the million with the first investment. You're not going to hit the home run always at first swing.
Here's what's crazy. One-dimensional players aren't in the league. One-dimensional players ain't in the league. What made Michael Jordan Michael Jordan is he can put up 30 and he can shut your butt down. He can play offense, he can play defense. He can play 40 minutes, 48 minutes.
Resiliency says, I belong here and I deserve another shot. I want my opportunity. Give me my opportunity.
The race is not given to the strong nor the swift, but it is given to he that endureth until the end.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.